Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. I got a very, very special guest in the building.
Not handicapped.
We got Brian Boudet.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And of course, we got lovely Los in the house and JD in the house. Okay. I'm going to let JD take it away. You don't like Lovely Lose, bro?
I don't like you saying it.
Why?
I think he's blushing, so secretly he likes it. Yeah, and his smile's a little bit higher right now.
Yeah.
He's definitely aroused.
I'm at 35% right
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah, that's enough aroused. Well, that's more than a placebo.
Well, it takes, but you know, it takes me 7 seconds. So.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Before we start the X-rated talk, Brian, it's a pleasure to have you on. Good
thank
sir.
You. Thank Cheers. You guys for inviting me to your sausage party. Oh, it's always been a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank Cheers. You. Cheers to
the media remain limp during this whole thing. Thank you.
I'll do my best.
Mm. So, you know, so for people out there who do not know who Brian Boudram is, this is my wife's dad. And
your mentor.
And my mentor.
Yeah.
And
as of this moment.
The brown dad that I never had.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So. Yeah. So
we're off to a great start.
I honestly thank you for being here. I already know this is going to be an interesting episode, so let's kick it right off. This episode we're not going to do a specific topic. We are going to run down a bunch of questions that you guys submitted, so it's really an audience
mailbag episode.
Mailbag. I like that name.
Mailbag give back.
It's our mailbag episode.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like mail tea
or
bag.
Sausage mailbag episode.
You could take it if you wanted to.
Sausage mailbag episode. Yeah.
Definitely do that. Yeah. That's a thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Les, you want to kick us off with the first question?
Can I do the first question?
Right,
yeah.
You got some questions too.
I actually got one just now. This is from JD's wife. And
Jesus. I was like, you memorized it already?
She accidentally broke in on him while he was in the bathroom and he was masturbating.
How'd you know?
And he was doing it wrong. And she said, should I correct him?
Absolutely.
So all right. Absolutely. So the question is, if a girl busted in on him,
no, JD's wife busted in on him.
Tell the story correctly. Pleasuring himself.
Tell the story correctly.
Should she correct him?
I think so.
Or just let him carry on?
No, actually, further thinking that, I think she should let him do it how he wants to.
Yeah, I was gonna say correcting is subjective.
Yeah.
I think he should let him because it's his body. Right?
Yeah. Okay. What if I'm doing it right?
He could injure himself by being too vigorous, and then he's no good for her.
I've been doing this for years.
He's no good for her. So it's like she's thinking from a selfish point of view. This is an actual question from nursing exam.
Oh.
Oh wow.
You walk into a room.
Okay.
And the patient's masturbating.
Okay.
Didn't you specify gender.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Do you, one, stop them?
Okay.
Two, offer support such as lotion?
Wait, that's not on this.
Yes, it is.
This is real?
This is for real.
So he actually was a paramedic.
Okay.
So, and three, so offer support or call security. And the other one was shame him.
I mean, I'm leaving the room. I'm just turning around and walking right back out.
No, the other one was give him privacy.
Give him privacy. Turn around, get out.
Yeah. What did you answer, though?
Huh?
What did you ask?
Offer support?
Call security?
Yeah, I didn't mind losing a point for that.
Right. Oh, man.
Hit us with a question.
All right, well, we'll start it off. This one's a little bit lighter, so I don't want to dive right into the heavy stuff right away. Okay. So here we go. Yeah, it's a simple one.
We start off with a bang on that one.
So JD, yeah.
This is an easy one right here.
Keep doing what you do, man.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll let her know.
You do you, boy.
What is your dream day? That is the question.
What is your dream day?
Okay.
Like a day. What's a perfect day for you?
Hold on. I want to know what your dream date is.
Date?
Yeah.
Someone who says yes.
Give yourself more credit.
Seriously,
than that,
no, man. As you get older, you lower your standards, and yes is good enough.
Is a win?
Exactly. Jesus. Yes.
Like, give me an age. Like, what was like? Oh, cool. Like, I'll take anything.
Someone with teeth who says yes.
Oh man!
Their own teeth.
Okay.
No veneers.
Okay. Yeah.
They're actually getting pretty good at veneers lately.
Right.
What's your dream date? No? JD, what's your dream date?
I'm just
Teeth got you.
I'm debating whether or not this is a story I can share.
Put your lips on the mic.
I'm debating whether I can share this story safely or not.
This is an enjoyable podcast.
This is actually a safe space, man. Seriously.
I mean, it was not my story to really just share.
You're anonymous.
Yeah, it's a safe space.
All right, well, a friend of mine.
Nameless. Yeah, go ahead.
A friend of mine named me.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I can't do
that. Oh, come on, man.
You put on the lip balm. You took on a responsibility.
You got to do this.
I can't do it.
You put on the lip balm.
If it was
you got
to
do it.
My story to tell. Just, I would tell.
Okay. How about this?
But what's your favorite date? Or what's your first?
My favorite date. I can do that.
Okay.
All right.
It's boring.
I think it's boring.
Everybody in the comments right now is going to be like, low. All right,
I'll tell the story.
Hypothetically,
I'm going to make it quick. I'm just going to tell
And it's not you breaking on JD masturbating.
It's not.
Okay,
it's
cool. All right.
So, that's the title of the episode. JD masturbates.
He's got his target on you right now. I don't know why, bro.
Make sure you put the shots in post.
He's thinking about it, though, right?
Go, don't let him distract you anymore. Go, don't let him distract you.
So my boy, me and my boy were at this pool hall that I used to go to back in Huntsville all the time called JJ's, right? JJ's is it's a fun place, but it's a place. It's a little rough around the edges.
Oh, it's like a pool hall.
Like, they sell whole bottles. They don't serve drinks. Like, you have to buy the whole bottle. It's like a small bottle. It's that type of vibe. Like, they don't have any liquor license, anything like that.
Okay.
So we're there. And there's women at JJ's, but, you know, you don't necessarily want to go to JJ's to pick these women up.
Would they be classified as women, though? Like,
Well, here we go.
Funny you should ask.
No, they're mainly like retired, like washed up strippers and like former like meth addicts.
Okay.
And there's a few normal.
I'm getting there.
There's a few normal ones as well. You can't always tell. And it's Alabama, so you know, looks aren't always how they appear. So me and my boy are in there playing pool. Mm-hmm. He starts chatting up this young lady, attractive looking lady. Yeah. She probably looks like she's in about her 40s or whatever. Okay. He ends up taking her back. Back to this place, right? Calls me the next day. He's like, bro, I have to tell you, I had the best blowjob of my life last night. I was like, wow, that sounds great. What made it so good?
Tell me more.
His mom knows he wants.
Right before she blew me, she went to the bathroom and took her teeth out.
That's why I asked the teeth.
Exactly, yeah.
I get it.
So that's your favorite date?
That's not mine. It's just what he said.
It's your date. His boy's date. It was fantasy.
I mean, it sounds like it would be.
It sounds like a good time.
It sounds like a good time. So when you were saying like with teeth, I was like, well, maybe you don't, because apparently it's pretty awesome.
So all the ladies out there who are missing their teeth.
Hook up Los.
Nice for you.
I mean,
you.
No, that's not what I'm not saying. No, toothless women come find me at all. Because I'm just saying, if you don't have teeth, you have something going for you also.
We don't discriminate.
Yeah. No, I'm saying you can work that to your advantage. It's not all bad.
No, but I can read want, and I can see like that's a want of yours.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, experience things.
Yeah, why not? Why not? What's your favorite date?
You go.
I got to think.
I think you know, for me, it's like.
Wait, favorite date or like?
What's the question?
Date.
What's your perfect date?
What's a regular day?
Yeah.
D-A-Y.
What's a good day?
Not a date.
This is a boring question, but I would say like a sleep in, get up, you know, a nice workout.
Yeah.
And then you know, I love the beach. I'm a sucker for the beach, so I would love to go to the beach.
Am I allowed to yawn?
Gosh. Yes, you are.
Okay.
I don't want to be rude. Go ahead, man. I like. Everyone knows. Yeah. Like, I have a weird attraction to the beach. That's just like my favorite place.
What do you mean a weird attraction?
Beaches.
I like to have
he
sex.
Likes the beaches. Say,
you go,
yeah.
You go beaches. No,
he likes,
beach,
he likes the beaches.
I like the beach.
I like the beaches.
I don't think there's anything weird about that. Everybody likes the beach. I think if you don't like the beach, that's weird.
Yeah.
People that don't like the beach are weird.
No. For like now, it's like I view the ocean like the way I view women.
Okay. Okay.
Seriously,
I'm terrified.
Because it's that, like, when you're young, right, you jump in the ocean, you don't think, my God, it could be riptides,
there might
could
be something
jellyfish.
Here. There might be something here, right?
Exactly. You don't know if that ocean has daddy issues. You don't know what it has. So now I just want to sit and just watch.
Take a look.
And
observe.
Enjoy the beauty of it. But I don't want to go inside of it.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
I'm not mad at that.
Exactly.
I'm not
mad at that analogy. It's all about safety now, man.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Fair play.
Do we have another question?
I do. Yeah. I have a fun, perfect day. Like
Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah. Let's see.
At my age, any day I don't shit myself is a good day.
Already?
Yes.
Already? Yeah. I thought you were saying piss on yourself.
No. Well, that's Tuesday.
Good thing it's not Tuesday.
All right, what's your favorite day?
My perfect day. Yeah. I'd wake up late, get up, probably do some drugs, probably do some acid or mushrooms.
Perfect day.
And listen to Frank Ocean?
No. At that point, this is unlimited budget. If it's a perfect day, I can do whatever I want. So I'm going to have a helicopter like take me around so I can just like look at crazy shit in the helicopter while I'm tripping. Possibly, I would pencil in skydiving because the first time I went skydiving, I had the mushrooms with me.
Well, you've done skydiving before.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't eat the mushrooms because I was like, I smoked.
Yeah.
I smoked before I went. When I started to eat the mushrooms, I was like, I should probably do this like sober-ish the first time. Okay. That way I know what to expect.
Yeah,
and then after I know what I'm doing, then I can eat the mushrooms and go skydiving.
Okay.
So that's definitely probably do some skydiving or something.
Okay.
I'd like to end up somewhere scenic. So I can like finish the day in a hot tub with like some nice food and beverages and that type of stuff. And of course we're eating and drinking and all the
washed up strippers without teeth who may or may not.
Possibly
filleted
by the ocean.
Filleted by some toothless women.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
That sounds better than my boring ass day.
Yeah, your day sucks.
Yeah.
What's the next? I'm doing drugs and getting blowjobs from women with no teeth. You, sir, or just going for walks on the beach? I'm all right with that.
We can do that shit tomorrow.
Have fun. Have fun.
Do you have another one, or should I go and grab one?
All right.
Put your teeth in.
Are you cold, bro?
Yeah, I'm always cold.
Yeah.
All right.
Pulling a Ray J right
What's
now.
What's a Ray J?
Yeah. You never saw that meme? There was like a clip of Ray J, and it kept like switching back to him. And every day he had like every time he had a different shirt on or a different hat.
Yeah.
But like it's hilarious.
I did that before with some hats. I did that with hats. All right, here we go. What does it mean when you can't recognize your partner anymore because they've turned so negative and aggressive towards you? You love this person, but you also don't want to break up with them, but they are just so miserable around you for such a long period of time. They seem to not want to get help for themselves and turning super toxic as a result, making the relationship toxic with their aggression and negativity. Mm-hmm. Do you break up and move on, or do you stay and wait another year?
Mm.
My first thought is, are you talking about this? Like, are you just keeping this bottled in? Are you not expressing how you feel and what's going on? And if you are, and it's the girl who read it, right?
Yeah, it's a young lady.
Talking about her man. And if he's not giving a you know what,
dick.
You can't. No,
she's getting the dick. She said he's aggressive.
Saying, like, if he doesn't care about what she's
I don't know. Usually people would say, you know what?
Yeah. No. I would say, don't take it personal. This actually has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with him. He's just taking it out on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thoughts.
That's a good thing.
I agree with you, JD. Yeah. I think if you talk about it, give him the chance to figure it out, work it out with you. But if it doesn't get fixed, then
and also like I've said before, people will show you who they are.
Yeah.
It's up to you whether or not you want to believe them.
Yeah.
So I've been the guy in my last relationship. Yeah, where it wasn't my partner's fault. like I was just going through something in life, and I knew the relationship was over probably like 6 months before it was over.
Yeah.
So just her presence would just annoy me.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just would get, when she would come over, I would just be quiet. And yeah, at the time I didn't know what it was. Yeah. So your partner probably doesn't even understand, but he has mentally broken up with you.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And he needs to detach from that relationship and he needs to get some therapy because it's not personal against you.
No.
Well, if somebody wants to break up with you, it is personal.
That's true.
Yeah. And so basically he wants to break up with her.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to do it, so he's trying to push her away with aggression.
Yeah.
We've all done that.
Yeah.
I've been there with you too, actually.
Yeah.
And I've really, I said this on another episode where I hope I didn't do too much damage.
Yeah.
Because I was too much of a coward to just be real with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just open and honest. Instead, I would pick apart things, right? Point the finger, blame. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's easier to break up with a guy. He doesn't cry and make you feel bad, right? Whereas, like, she's...
No,
I thought you meant, like, I'm dating guys.
No. No.
I'm like, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
That is actually another thing I have.
It's a safe place.
Right? Yeah. Another one your wife sent me.
But that's a good... That is a good point because it's like...
Yes.
I did, you know, now that I think about it, I did break up with her numerous times. We'd break up and then it would get back together.
Yeah.
So then it got to this point where I felt trapped in
and
it.
And when you break up with a girl and she cries, you feel bad.
Yeah. Right.
When a girl breaks up with a guy and he cries, you're going, he's pathetic. He's not a man. Yeah. And it's all going like, I feel good about breaking up with him.
Right.
So,
damn, I never even thought of that.
That's
like,
interesting. Yeah.
If you start crying trying to get the relationship back, like almost as I'm not being like, what?
I got time to break up. Yeah.
You're a little piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
I'm about to go mess with Jesse down the street.
Exactly. Yeah. I want a real man. That's some crying ass little bitch.
Yeah. And he's like, no, these are
Tears of love. Yeah. See, that's why I didn't date women ever. Because I knew
Wait, what? Wait, what?
Like, date. Oh, I wouldn't date them.
Okay.
Yeah. This is why I don't date women.
No, like, I mean.
This is a safe place.
It's a safe place.
Well, let's face it.
No, that's why, I mean, that's partially the reason why I wouldn't be in relationships. Because I know, I knew I wasn't shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not going to make you miserable all the time.
No,
just,
but I think
you know, maybe in
you're
doses.
In one with yourself. And then that's okay.
And I abuse myself instead.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Not anymore. I mean,
well, no, but I think you should, though.
Mm. I mean, if you're going to abuse anybody, beat yourself
right?
up.
Men get prostate cancer because if you leave the fluid in there too long, because it's so high in glucose, it gets infected. So if it's fresh, it's actually white. But as you leave for a couple of days, it gets darker and darker.
Mm.
And so if you don't empty yourself on a regular basis, you will have prostate problems.
Oh. I always like to say, don't take yesterday into tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. It's a good one.
Unless it's a hot girl named yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But I actually, we talked yesterday. We had a moment, and during the move,
is that when we touch kind of thing? Yeah, it was like a little spark.
No, I was in I was in Bryan University real quick, and he said that men don't have a
sex drive.
A sex drive. They have an ejaculation drive.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that hit me because I was like, whoa. And then you went further on to say, like, you know, once you do ejaculate,
because like, imagine, like, Lois is the hottest woman on the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, she agrees to do you and you're going like, why? Oh, my God. Like, why? But she just touches you. You blow your load.
Yeah.
It's like you're going, okay, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And
I always say you should jerk off before you make any important decisions. You should release.
Yeah.
Clear mind.
Yeah, well, actually, for a man, there's a very narrow window where there's a moment of truth. Mm-hmm. And that's
before or after
No,
sex?
After ejaculation.
Okay.
Do you have like 30 minutes where your real feelings will come out?
That's a long that's a long time.
No, because after 30 minutes now you're thinking about it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now, so that's why if your girl wants to find out if you really love her, then she should ask you right after. Do you love me?
Wow.
And that's why, you know, I believe like marriages will last a lot longer if couples have sex at the altar and then you ask the guy, do you want to?
In front of everybody.
Well, you have to
consummate
curtains.
This marriage.
What kind of animal are you? Yeah. You put a curtain up, man.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. The confession box.
Yeah, sorry.
Hello. Just
slide the door open,
exactly,
walk out.
Exactly. And you're done, and then you ask the man, will you take this woman to be? And you know that's a real answer.
Yeah.
When he says yes.
So then you are not pro waiting to have sex before marriage. I'm taking it.
Waiting for what? Why are people doing that?
That's
a great question. Yeah. You don't buy a car without driving it first.
How many months did you wait to have sex with your wife?
Brian, I waited 5.5-6 months.
6 months, but
because of a book. Because he read a book by Megan Fucking
but
Good.
You took
that's
her
why.
Image at home in your head and pleasure yourself. So technically, you did have sex with her.
No,
you didn't. So you did not wait. You did not wait.
No. He read a book by Megan Good and decided that, hey, I'm not going to have sex.
He doesn't know who Megan Good is. I read a book by Devon Franklin and his wife, Megan Good. Why are you shitting on Megan Good, man?
Yeah, why
maybe she's
Megan
not.
Good?
What's the problem?
Is Megan Good a relationship? Yeah, Megan Good is not a relationship.
Devon
counselor.
Franklin wrote it. He referenced his wife.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyways, Brian, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. Either way, so
we
again,
all know the problem is. We know.
If there was someone out there, right, if there was someone out there who's considering waiting to have sex before marriage. What would be your
the thing is it's up to you, mm-hmm. and so the thing with humanity is that we're all different. We all have different needs, right. And if that is your thing, and you're both agreeing to it, do it. But knowing that yes, you're both attracted to each other, you're both together, mm-hmm. and you're waiting. You're both going home and pleasuring yourself because you get that heat of the moment, and you go home. Right.
Next thing you know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And both male and female need that release.
Right.
And so she's not using you, but Johnny Dildo.
Right.
Right.
Well, hopefully she names the dildo after you. Is that an upgrade?
JD.
JD Dildo?
Yeah, JD Dildo.
JD Johnny Dildo better. Johnny Dildo.
Well, Johnny Dildo, JD.
Exactly.
Johnny Dildo.
Yeah, so there's something going in there.
Yeah.
And if there is, then it's not fair. Why not you?
Why not you? I saw a couple comments that people wanted you to expand on that before we rudely just cut you off. So
yeah, thank you.
I would love to hear.
No, I mean we give you shit, but I think I actually don't think it's the worst idea ever.
Yeah, I would love to know.
I just laugh at Megan Good being involved.
I'm gonna give you two questions that I want you to hit in this story. I want you to hit why you decided to wait, and then I want you to hit was it hard and.
Was it hard?
That's why he's waiting.
It was definitely
hard.
No, that's a valid question.
No, it was hard.
Yeah, it's not hard. That's why he's waiting. Yeah,
that's a valid question.
Yeah,
he's right over.
Yeah,
watch out.
Right over.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, your dick was hard. Okay, goddamn. Not everything goes on my head. I'm trying to move past it to get to the nitty gritty.
Yes. He wants to be serious, guys.
Yeah. So I'll answer the first question. Why? Why? Right?
Yes.
Oh, why we came up with it?
Why?
Why? Honestly, it came down to it wasn't a religion thing. It wasn't a like a bucket list thing. It was as simple as it was as simple as we had tried everything else.
Yeah.
So
with previous partners,
and it obviously all failed because here we were at this time single. So we're like, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I think my wife had just gotten the book, The Wait, and she's like, look, I'm reading this book, so on and so forth. But according to her. And I don't remember. I'm not saying she's not telling the truth, but we'll go with it. According to her, I was the one who said we should wait.
Yeah.
And she's like, great, I got this book. Let's read it together. So we read it at the same time. We waited for 5.5-6 months. But it's, I mean, you know, we obviously had sex before marriage. It was not a test, but I wanted to get to know her without the sex. Because sex confuses things.
Yeah.
So for me, that was definitely at the forefront. And again, I had tried everything else. So I was like, this, nothing else is working. For her, I think it was more along the same lines. And she had already been celibate, I believe, for 8 months prior to meeting me.
Oh, so she had a head start.
So she was cruise control,
so
right?
The car was
no problem.
Yeah. So, so that's why.
How difficult was that, honestly? Like,
so. I'll say this. Luckily, we were in a long-distance relationship.
Right, yeah, that's why I forgot.
Because you know, we saw each other every 3 weeks.
No.
So not three times a week, right?
Yeah.
So
I feel like almost that would make it harder.
No.
When you see each other,
there's a flip side to it. I would say that too, but also it's like we've made it this long. Why, like, we're only, like, it's only 2 days. Like, we can't control ourselves for 2 days. Like,
right,
But reality is,
I couldn't.
What made her? What made? Who is the most interesting woman in the world to a man? Someone he hasn't had sex with yet.
Right. The woman you haven't had sex with yet.
So the thing is that
the mystery was there.
No, that is your drive. You want to, and so it's going to keep your interest. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's the way it works. Is that so? In a lot of cases, guys just want to hit it. Exactly. And so it's, I've been married for a long time, and I've had other women who were interested in me. Mm-hmm. And I've never gone there because, one, I've seen the guys who've gone there, and it's stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if you keep that attraction and that want, because now every time you see her, you're happy to see her because you haven't been there yet. And so it's actually a way of making the attraction stronger, and it actually gives you time to get your feelings together, knowing that this is what I want. And you're absolutely right. But it does make her more interesting, the fact that you haven't had sex with her.
Yeah, no, and it definitely did. I mean, and it did on a totally different level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get to know her mind instead of her body, right? That makes the sex that much better when you do have sex.
Because
it's a different connection.
Because plus it's pent up. It's
That too, of course. But yeah, so, I mean, 5.5, 6 months, and how we broke that time frame, I'm sure that's probably another question.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the deciding factor of, like, all right, you know, we waited long enough?
You know, it wasn't even a conversation.
It just
happened. We were in Chicago. She was visiting me. It was a great night. We were at my place. Mm. And it was a feeling like, okay, it's time.
I don't mean to cut you off.
And so, like, when it happened, were you going, like, yeah, should have waited longer? That totally was not worth it. Like, damn.
Am I
disappointed here?
No, but however, I will say, if everyone's like, was your plan to wait till you got married?
Yeah.
No. You need to test
it
the car
about that
before
yet.
Test drive before you buy it. It wasn't even about that. Again, this was just like, we've tried everything else. Why not? And again, I want to get to know her.
And at that point, you guys are already been in a full-fledged, like, you knew was it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Before,
what was the second question?
Yeah, I was going to say, before the lead-up, was there, did you guys make out? Did you guys do oral? Did you guys do things that were like,
no oral.
Nothing.
A bunch of foreplay.
Yeah. Did you have sex with other people but think about the love one?
That's a real question.
That's not considered cheating.
Other women? I can't really, you wouldn't, like, no, but no, seriously, I mean, that would be, I'll be honest, I've been in a situation like that where I was talking to her, I was seeing somebody, and she wasn't giving me any, I was like, all right, well.
Yeah, you had sex with someone else, thinking of her.
And then you think of her.
And but then I also stopped talking to her, because I was like,
and
all
it
right,
gave
well,
you an opportunity
but,
to
yeah,
but, really decide if you guys wanted to be together, because how I can relate to it is when me and Shan were trying to get pregnant, every time, like every month that passed that we didn't get pregnant and we were trying, it was like, okay, cool, we actually do want this.
Right.
We actually do want to do this.
Yeah,
and so we're
going
to try again. And we're going
to
try again.
How hard was it not to just be like, let me just go hit one of these old things just to get this out of my system so I can just kind of like not, you know. Like,
sure. That's a good question.
Especially because she's not in the same city.
Yeah. I mean, not that I did this, but I'm sure it crossed your mind if anyone's out there, like, she'll never know, right?
Yeah.
She'll never find out.
Yeah.
Unless you tell.
It was...
Well, you're famous now, so...
Yeah. if you did, it'll be in the comments. Yeah. So.
No, it honestly, it wasn't hard. So my wife and I, we would communicate all the time. Yeah. You know how it is. When you, you know, very early on, she became my best friend. Okay, so...
Because you haven't touched her yet.
Friend zone. But when I say best friend, what I mean is like, you know, we tell each other everything. And so I have a conscience. And so for me, I was like, I can't do that because I'm going to feel it. And I feel like she's going to sense it even over the phone or via FaceTime. So initially on, it crossed my mind. But I'm talking like the first 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe the first month or two. It wasn't even that long. And then once I realized what the consequences would be,
right?
And I realized, you know, I had wifey, This was all I had been manifesting. And,
when did
and,
you know?
When you saw her bank book.
No, I actually knew.
I never even heard it referenced that like that before.
I had to think. I was like, bank book.
like a checkbook. Like,
oh yeah. Shit, bank book. Oh yeah, checkbook. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Shit. No, the checkbook has nothing. It's with
which, well, no, if you do a ledger,
see,
you'll
we,
know
we
how
see
much
the
you
numbers.
Have in
there. Yeah.
No, but I actually knew very early on. So I knew after I think a month.
What?
Like four or 5 weeks. Yeah.
What?
Four or five
weeks. A month of abstaining or a month of meeting her?
Meeting her.
What?
Like, hey, I'm JD.
Yeah,
hey,
but at any point did you think, what the hell's wrong with her? Look at me and you don't want me? No. Like, really? Like, are you mentally ill?
No,
like,
not at all. Like,
I'm JD.
Come on.
Listen. I know you know
I'm gonna. I thought it was going to be like, what's wrong with her? Look at me. Why do you want me?
No. How can you resist me? Like, what are you taking? Like, what drugs are you on?
If you saw my wife, she's the better half.
Yeah, but the thing is that we are all biological creatures.
Yeah.
Right? And so everyone, especially women, will have a cycle of attraction where their attraction varies based on their hormones. Mm-hmm. So a week after, while they're ovulating, it's like they're in heat. Mm-hmm. And she resisted you then, like, that is pretty freaking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because their drive during that is
their
like...
sex drive is incredible.
It's insane. And, yeah.
Well, that shit happens to them, too, to make them more attractive to you. Like, their breasts get firmer.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever the right word is. And all that shit.
She invites her sister more often.
Jeez. Yo.
It always finds a way.
Where's that one at? Yeah. Freaking Claremont twins over here. Pulling up on.
No, but I knew early on, and actually now I think about it, my initial temptation, back to your question, Los, was probably like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If at all, though. And when I mean 2 or 3 weeks, it was like, okay, I got to clean up the team.
Were you dating to marry?
Yeah.
You were?
Yes.
1,000%.
Always.
Wow. JD had
always
type of text to a girl he used to know.
Wait, what? What'd you say?
So I type a text to a girl I used to know, saying that I met this cutie pie.
Oh, okay, okay. He's hitting with the bars now.
Yeah. That's 3 stacks.
Yeah.
You know. But so I always dated with the intention, and we actually talked.
I actually walked out. That was like that song that I walked out to.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Mm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Full circle.
You were there.
I was there.
You were there.
In my defense. I was on a broken foot, and I had to take some pain
to move around.
That was 2 years ago. I remember you with the broken foot.
Yeah. I showed up on crutches.
He had the broken foot, and he had, like, the glasses on. Yeah. Like the
Tupac?
I had the 96.
He had a turtleneck on. He looked real spiffy. Yeah, he was looking real spiffy.
I mean, look, I dress nice when I'm supposed to, but if I don't have to.
Wait, you're supposed to here.
It's a podcast.
Oh, I take offense to that, bro.
I do.
You see Jay as always clean. Packed this.
He's doing that E.T. thing right now. Like, all I can imagine him is in a basket just going over the moon right now. Phone home.
Okay, E.T. in the
E.T. in a basket.
I would love for, you know, I think that's really awesome that you waited that long, even though we did make fun of you.
I agree. I think it's something that I actually am going to steal. I don't know if I'm going to do 6 months or 8 months or however long you did. But I know I'm not going to do that.
But
long,
can
actually.
Your dog wait that long?
But a month.
I know you're joking, but that's actually a serious question. No, look, you need to be honest with yourself.
Hold on, let me make sure I heard him correctly.
Brian,
did you say
repeat the
dog
question.
Or dog?
Dog, dog.
That's okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. We got a voice note.
Oh.
We have one of Jared's favorite things to experience on Enjoy the Podcast.
I got
to
make it weird.
He loves the voice.
I got to make it weird.
I mean, you made it weird. No, I'm just No, it's not weird. It's perfectly normal. Here we go.
Hey guys, it is Matt Spicy John, aka Siani. Hi Lowe's.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey. All right, so I wanted to ask a question. What I really want to know is what guys want. you guys are all different people, all different ages. I want to know, what do you guys want from your perspective? I know that you just did an episode on jealousy, and Lin-Lin called in to talk about her experiences with jealousy. And
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I think girls, women definitely. Right.
I think we're getting. Let's answer the question, right?
Yes.
Because she's about to, I can tell this is going to be. It's going to be. Yeah, it's like 3 minutes
what
long.
What was the question?
What do men want?
Oh. What do men want?
But wait. That's a loaded question.
It's like, a very loaded question.
Let's let the guest.
Maybe should we keep listening? There might be nuance. It's like 3 minutes long.
No, let's go.
What do men want?
What do men want? All right.
Please.
But Brian.
We all want different things, but the generic male wants to bust a nut.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Wants to be fed.
Yeah.
Wants to be acknowledged.
Yep.
And wants to be cared for, and he wants to have whatever he does reciprocated.
Yeah.
And he wants more of all, femininity has to be nurtured, and so does masculinity.
Yeah.
So he wants his masculinity to be nurtured.
Yep. Mm. Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah.
I
would say men want stability. They want something that is going to nurture the masculinity. Like, we need that stroked. Yeah. Even if you don't feel like he's the most masculine guy, you need to stroke that masculinity, because it's going to give him more confidence. Sure. It's going to make you more attracted to him.
Sure.
And they really want somebody who can, you know, this is going to sound very like sexist, I think, but like for me, I like the home very like nested, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm terrible at, you know, we were moving this whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm not the best organizer. I'm like, Deshan, just tell me where to put it. Mm. Just tell me where to put it, and I'll put it there. If you need something built, I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like for me, you
grow
know,
up, bro.
What?
Nothing. Please continue with your completely good answer.
This guy. Answer. Yeah. What is he laughing at?
No, this guy. He did. What it wasn't me. At?
He was. You were laughing first.
It wasn't me.
What are you laughing at?
You said, just tell me where to put it. I'll put it anywhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This guy.
E.T. Yeah. Phone
grow
home.
It
I'm the single one for a reason.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's a good joke.
It is a good joke. But no, like, to your point, that is, you're saying.
You want to be nurtured, and you want to be appreciated.
Yeah.
And you
want to be loved. It's like exactly what you said.
You want the homey environment that as well.
And I agree. And of course, you want to be with someone you trust.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing.
So I agree with what you guys are saying, especially the generic man, which I don't consider any of us that are that.
Yes, we are generic.
We're better than average.
You guys are just totally average.
We are better than average.
We
are better than average.
ET's not, but the rest of you guys are like, you're just random good looking guys. That's it.
Oh, random.
That's true.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
I'm not average. How dare you?
He's special. JD's special.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
He's throwing a hissy fit right now.
We're gonna end up on a tangent if we do this.
We're doing something right.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say this to the voice note. It depends on the guy, and I think it ultimately depends. I'm gonna go this route. I think it depends on his love languages. If no one's ever heard of Gary Chapman, it's a book called The Five Love Languages. And there's also another book called The Five Love Languages for Men.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. There's a specific one for men.
Yes. Oh, there's specific ones for teens, kids, a lot of Gary Chapman. Here's the five love languages. Okay. Yeah, yes. Touch. Mm-hmm. They're all self-explanatory. So touch, quality time, acts of service, gifts, and words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. Now, in the book, and then just personally, I'll add to it, I believe it all stems from childhood. Mm-hmm. I think what you lacked in childhood is what you crave in adulthood. Okay. So I lacked words of affirmation.
Yeah.
I was never given encouragement, words of encouragement. JD, you did a good job. I was bought with gifts, my love from my mom was gifts. Yeah. I did a good job on my test. Here's a new video game. I did a good job on my basketball game. Here's a new pair of basketball shoes. Yeah. Okay. So that is such a loaded question with what men want. You need to know your man, and he needs to know himself. He needs to be self-aware to know what I want and, more importantly, what I need. The other thing to the love language thing is how you give and receive love could be different.
Yeah.
So I actually give love with words of affirmation and I receive love with words of affirmation. Mm. Some people could receive their love in words of affirmation, but give an act of service. So again, it's very subjective. But again, I would personally just go to love languages.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that. It's a really dope answer, because I didn't go that direction because, you know, I think it is a confusing thing because every person is different.
Yeah. And everyone loves different.
Yeah. So but it's a good thing to be like, you know what, figure out who you want to date and figure out what he wants or she wants.
And that's what I think, like, it's maybe the bigger question is what men don't want. Maybe we can go around and answer that for you, because I think it's more important to know what you don't want than what you do want. Because what you do want can vary. But what you don't want is a hard, concrete, drawn out line. Red flags are a real thing for a reason. Not really flexible.
No, but even those red flags, what you think you don't want, sometimes it's acceptable.
Yeah.
Well, is that because you're desperate?
Exactly. Because again, you have
change.
You have different. Your emotions are different. Everything changes. So there's some days when you go, I just need to be punched in the face.
Well, sounds like a personal experience.
Yeah.
Yo. Peace and blessings. What's good, Jared? My name is Tiana, and I have a question. So tomorrow, I'll be doing a jam session with my band because I was invited by a mutual friend, which she's roommates with my ex-girlfriend, which we're still kind of trying to work things out because we're open. She's dating somebody right now, but we haven't really talked in a month. And then their other roommate is, like, super obsessed with me. She, likes I don't even feel like is the word, but so she'll be there as well.
One more.
Going into that space, how would y'all handle it?
What's the move?
So here's the thing. My first reaction is to figure out, what do you want from your ex? You know, like, are you guys trying to get back together, or are you, like, completely done? Because is there a responsibility to tell your ex when you're interested in someone else?
Yeah.
That's essentially what the question was.
But you're never completely done with your ex.
Yeah. There's always, like, still a little straggler.
And there's still remnants in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you're with the present, you're fantasizing about the ex.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, you're never done.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got invited out and there was a girl that was you were interested in, you knew she liked you, and she was friends with your ex, would you go and hang out in that group, or
no,
you wouldn't go?
It depends on the ex.
No,
let's say you don't plan on getting with your ex, would you go and go to that situation?
Yeah.
It depends on the ex for me. If it's a crazy ex that I have strongly detached all ties from and attachment from, hell no. If it's a cordial ex, I mean, we're all adults, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, we can be all right.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, no one owns you.
Yeah.
So just because you dated someone in the past, she has no tabs on you. So you can actually go and date her sister, and that's okay. Because you're broken up, that contract is ended, and so it doesn't matter. So you can go her friend or whatever, because you're no longer together and you owe her nothing.
I agree with you. I don't want to hear it.
After. Yeah. Yeah.
that's less my mindset.
With the hurt
like, her. Less
I don't want to.
Yeah.
What would you do, bro?
Think
phone home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh man. I guess it depends on the ex, how bad the breakup was. Mm. Is it amicable?
Mm. I hate depends though.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So
it's the truth.
I mean, it does.
Well, so
there's two sides to it, right?
Yeah.
Either I get along with the ex and I go.
Yeah.
Or I don't get along with the ex and I go.
Okay. A better question.
Okay.
You break up with a girl.
Okay.
And she's now interested in your best friend. Would you be cool with that?
Oh, shit. Flip side.
How long did we date?
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because you don't own that person.
Touché.
Exactly. Touché. You have no ties. You've said we are broken up, and she now wants to date your best friend. And he now wants it. Are you going to feel any way different?
Yeah, I think it would take some time to get used to. Mm. There would be an awkwardness, not because I want them to not date, but more so like there's just a share that we have now.
Mm. Is your best friend going to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We're talking hypothetically. We can't do the depends because then that's going
to
be a boring episode. So if let's say
how
the
is
situation
hypothetical different than depends.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, well, depends is like, no, these are the questions.
What he's saying is this. These are the parameters that you have to operate
so
with.
So she's going to date your
best
friend. Are you going to have a problem?
Are you going to have a problem with
that's,
that?
That's the question.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have a problem.
I got to stay within that lane?
Yeah. I think what I was answering is like, it would be awkward, but not because I don't want them to date, but more so because it's like we're having this weird share that this intimate share I know that they're experiencing.
But the thing is, for me, love does not mean ownership.
No. But the awkwardness will still be there.
No, it will be awkward, but that awkwardness is you.
Yes.
It's not them.
Yeah,
and so that's you now have to man up and deal with that awkwardness because, again, if you love someone, that love shouldn't be predicated on you owning them.
Yeah, no,
and
100%.
Basically you're saying, I want you to be happy. And if that happiness does not have to include me. And that's what that love, that is actually true love. That I want you to be happy.
Do you, right. But I do think that you do have the right to be like, I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
You can't, why not?
Because if it is making it awkward in a situation, but my goal is that I want you guys to date.
I want you to be happy.
But I just need to pull myself out of that
situation. You're not going to like this, but I have to operate on a depend here because it's two very drastic different emotions that I'm going to feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm still somewhat attached to her, then I'm not going to like that. Then I'm going to look at my boy like, why would you want to put me through the shit that you know I'm going to deal with over you dating her?
But isn't it bad knowing that a friend is tapping her that she's in safe territory?
I don't know if better is the word.
I don't know if that's the way I'd look at it.
Oh,
but if I didn't care, if I if we broke up and
because you still gotta hang out, you gotta go to his house, you gotta go to dates.
I gotta see this person. Yeah. But if I don't care about the ex in that way, you know, then I don't give a shit.
But
date
the
them all you want.
If you're really hungry, don't you just like smelling the food?
I gotta eat it.
But the thing is,
no, I don't want to smell it if I can't eat it.
See, the way I look at it, never, ever, ever close a door. And because, so you still have feelings for her, right?
Yeah, assuming
But you broke up. But the thing is, so nothing.
Well, maybe she dumped me.
No, but the thing is, nothing lasts forever. By you now being magnanimous, you're now showing her this awesome side. You're showing her a different side.
So you now
want to win her back. You're now going, oh my God, look at this guy. How fucking cool is this guy with the ET hood?
I mean,
this guy's awesome.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
If it's somebody that I still like, let's say she dumped me and I wasn't over it, I wouldn't be able to get my mind to work like that.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was saying. You should have the right to remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah, I would have to.
No, but the thing is, like long-term, like, you want to win someone over, show them what they're missing. And being magnanimous and...
For me, to be honest, her dating, them dating would probably be the best thing for my heartache. Because at that point, I'm not going to like you anymore. I'm going to really look at you some type of way and be like, I'm cool.
You're fucking
the messed
best
up
friend.
Part about it is, it's probably going to make me judge my homeboy.
Yeah.
It's going to make me judge him more than, like, she's not who at that point, you're a non-factor to me.
Yeah, we built this friendship.
But I'm looking at my boy like, yo, like, you know how I feel.
Yeah. But the thing is, you're not.
For the record, though, this would never happen to me because
the way you're going, you're not going from a place of self-love.
Yeah.
You're now creating something bitter and ugly inside yourself.
That's true.
So
I'm going to use that
love,
to fuel the progression.
No, what I'm saying for love,
I'm
one,
take that
you
I'm
have to love yourself
it.
to let them go and let them thing.
Yeah.
But just to say, because I get at the end of the day, any kind of bitter, any kind of anger that you feel makes you look bad. So you always have to go from an angle where I'm going to make myself look good. Yeah. Just because you don't want me doesn't mean I'm not worthwhile.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so you have to show that you're worthwhile. By being bitter and angry, you're actually hurting yourself. You're not hurting them.
Well, to the bigger scale, it's not even so much you got to show her. Yeah. You got to show yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, and you have to show her at that point. Yeah. Like, I'm the bigger man, and you do your thing
and enjoy the sloppy seconds.
Here we go. So, I wanted to know what happened after a person gets betrayed. I was cheated on. It's been nearly a year now since the incident. My partner and I broke up after a month of that incident. She's already in a relationship since 5 months. One day she randomly texted me saying that she's grateful that we dated because she got to her current boyfriend because of it.
Wait, can you summarize her
so ask? Okay, so well, so basically yeah. what she said, a girl broke his heart.
Yep.
And she found someone else. Okay. And she said to him, "Thank you for bringing me this far."
Right.
And I believe that people are guideposts.
Yeah.
They'll bring you to a certain destination, and then someone else will come and take you farther.
Okay.
So what the girl said, "Thank you for being the guidepost to bring me to this part, but because of you, I was able to get this area.
Because of our relationship, I grew to this point.
Exactly. With that new guy.
Yeah. So he's saying, I was betrayed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How can I go on? Right. And my answer to him was, you forgive because bitter guys only get laid by damaged women. I don't trust myself to act in my best self-interest always. Why should you why should you expect someone to always act in your best interest?
Mm.
Because I undermine myself on a daily basis.
Jeez.
So why shouldn't someone else undermine you? Because that's the reality of life.
Mm.
You have to be grateful for the experience and move on. Mm-hmm. Because basically, this is not a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
And bitterness and anger and sadness only takes away from only you're wasting a day.
Yeah.
And you should not waste a day. Grab hold of each day. And the thing is, when you have a positive outlook and when you're happy and smiling, you're more apt to meet the next.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
And so you should always be thinking next.
And also to your point,
nothing
is a loss. Everything is a lesson.
Of course.
Let that be a lesson.
Yeah.
He did you a favor.
Yeah.
She did you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. She
did you a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be thanking
because
her.
Because she's now grown.
Yeah.
And so she's moved on.
Right.
And the thing is, what gets a guy laid? My girlfriend dumped me. And just add, with my kid. Oh, man. That worked. That is a panty dropper.
Is it?
Yeah. Just say, you know what? I'm a single dad. And because my wife ran off with another guy and left me with the kid.
Yeah, it's like you can take your puppy to the dog park.
Yeah.
It's like a single person place. I would say, for one, you got to admit that you're hurt. You got to admit that this was a painful experience. But then you also have to let go of that experience.
Yep.
You know, let it go. It is tough. You have to start. I would just say start off from the jump. Make a list. Write down all the things that are making you happy. Write all the things that are bringing you pain. And look at your happy list and see if you can add anything to that. And look at your pain list and see what you can take away. And just focus on your happiness for right now. Be selfish in this
poor
moment.
Poor bastard's going to make that list.
I disagree.
It's going to be all bad on that.
I respectfully disagree.
Help me out.
It's hard to just take the pain away.
Mm-hmm. That's the first step.
But it's hard to do it. So
no, that's the first step, though.
Okay, so my suggestion would be...
You don't take the pain. You write down on the list of what things that are bringing you pain.
And you said to take them away.
No, you add to your happiness. Look at your happiness page and start to focus on those.
What do you do with the pain page?
You just acknowledge it.
Yeah, you put it on paper once you see that.
Okay.
And then it's not just your pain. You have to look, like for me, for instance, you're like, my body is not the place that I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
My money's not where the place that I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
My situations are not where the place I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, your heartbreak is a part of it.
Right.
But you can control the things that you can control. You can control you got to wake up, work out. You got to wake up, eat. Right. Those things, when you start to level off your pain part, not obviously you can't just fix a broken heart, but you can control the things that you need to control.
So you start to repair it.
So exactly.
Another way to, so now I translate it as sometimes you can change your circumstances. but you can change how you respond.
Yes.
To your circumstances.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
But, and you can't change the stimulus, but you can change your reaction to the stimulus.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So when just to clarify, when I mean write down the things that are bringing you pain, it's not just like, you can't do blanket statements like,
right,
my heart
real.
Is broken.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
like,
can't
you
just
like,
do,
Sarah
yeah.
cheated on me,
yeah, you can't
and
just
now
say
she's
that.
Dating
but
John.
But you got to
yeah.
look at your life yes. and figure out
and
what
And she took
is,
my dog.
took my dog.
Okay. You got to look at what is bringing you pain.
Yeah.
Literally
right.
what is bringing you pain.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's simple
yeah.
as, you know, I look in the mirror, I'm not in shape, you know.
Right,
I'm not
right.
eating the best. I'm yeah. not, you know, financially at the place that I want to be, you know.
Right.
And then you start to fix the things that you can control.
Yeah, and I want to add two things. Make sure you don't run from it, because what you resist persists, right? I'll say
yeah.
it again.
Once
yeah. Whatever you resist, you keep
yeah.
putting off, keep
yeah.
shoving under the rug, it will come up. It will
yeah.
persist. The other thing I want to say is this the first comment we have from a guy? This is the first, like...
Oh, yeah. Well, it's from him.
But nonetheless.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
we've,
yeah.
we've had some...
we've never had a guy comment or
we've,
chime
we've
in.
Had, oh no! In
this
the comments.
This might be the first.
We've
I
had
think
guys
the first.
In the comments. We haven't had
yeah,
guys.
Like an actual
yeah.
a submission,
yeah.
a question. So
yeah.
appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
Okay. I just broke up with my girlfriend because I moved to a different city.
Uh oh.
Two guys.
Right. And my girlfriend didn't take it well.
Uh oh.
Wait, did they break up?
Yes, they basically
he got a job and left.
No, he actually moved to a city without the job. He just up and moved to a city.
Oh, he left without the job.
Yes, and so well, he said, well, what should I do? Should I move back this city to be with her, or just carry on my life?
Carry on.
And
carry on.
So my answer was, it's not your fault. She cannot accept change. Sounds
yeah.
like you moved to get away.
Yeah.
Because you didn't move for a job, you didn't
yeah.
move for anything, you moved to get away from
yeah.
her.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
So
agree.
It's clear that you're not into her,
mm-hmm.
and just by giving her hope, it's cruel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cruel.
So you
yeah.
just have to cut it off.
But hopefully yeah. he had a conversation before he just dipped. Before
no, he
said
left. He broke up with her.
He broke up with her.
Okay.
But
so,
no,
yeah.
he
so
but she didn't
bad.
Handle the breakup.
So he broke well, up with yeah. her and moved to another city.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so,
she didn't handle the breakup
yeah.
well.
My initial thought also is she's way too dependent. On
of
him.
Course, yeah.
Way too
yeah.
dependent. Like her happiness depended on
him. On
him,
yes.
Well, it's not fair to she. Of course, is going to be hurt by that.
Mm-hmm. No, I know that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah for
yeah,
sure.
And every reaction, like if Shan came to me right now and was like, "Yo, I'm moving, and this is it," I would be devastated. You know,
of course.
And so I wouldn't just like lean it on. She's too dependent, and
yeah.
I would express that I would.
Yeah, we don't
let
know.
Her what, know.
Like, I mean, listen, we don't know half.
He might have jerked the rug out from under.
Yeah,
like,
we know.
Yeah.
We know.
Moving
10%.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
See ya.
But the thing is, again, is that you break up with someone. Okay, but you break up with someone and move to a different city.
That's
like,
tough.
You mean that shit.
yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, we
you're uprooting your life to get the away.
Yeah.
You
and
mean
in that,
that
case,
yeah.
I would say,
yeah.
He did you a favor.
Exactly. And
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because
he's not into her.
And the other worst thing is,
yeah.
is we all know this, when you break up with an ex and you always run into them.
Yeah.
yeah.
You ain't running into him.
He's no,
into
yeah.
he's
you're lucky.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
he's,
that
he's,
is
he's
a good
gone.
Breakup, but
he's
it still
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah.
It
oh,
still
for
sucks.
Sure.
And
sucks.
I definitely, like, if she probably felt like a huge, like, betrayal.
Of
by
course.
This.
Of course.
So, you know, and I think, yeah, to your point, you know,
well, the
she's
thing is,
not into
we
you.
Used to get a lot of teenage suicides because of breakup.
Whoa.
And it's like, can I tell you one of the funniest ones?
Oh, please. The funniest suicide?
Yes.
Please do.
This guy tried to kill himself by taking garlic pills.
Is that possible?
How do you
it's
OD
not,
on garlic?
But when you burp, when you somebody take
when
a whole
you sweat,
no, what? But he burped in the ambulance. We had to pull over, air that thing out. We're just on the ground. Just like, oh my god! We took him to the hospital, and he burped in the hospital. You see the people in the wheelchairs, crutches, just running out. It was like a plague. Like the building was on fire.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
In that
answer.
Case, man,
yeah.
I think this was a great, interesting
yeah.
episode.
Yeah.
And that is Brian Boudreaux.
No, no. We want to add.
Yeah.
Well,
why do men cheat?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll answer that and then we'll run it out.
Yeah.
So, okay. We didn't get this question, but I've been thinking about maybe doing an episode on it. I'm sure the ladies would love to know and men. why do people cheat?
Well, specifically men.
Specifically men.
Yeah.
Okay, so why do men cheat?
You wouldn't cheat.
Why do men cheat?
My take on this is that the most dangerous person in a woman's life is her mate.
Dangerous?
Dangerous, because the more the 52%. Person more likely to harm her. So, okay. So when you see two dogs together, say a Doberman Pinscher mm-hmm. and a Chihuahua, mm-hmm. the Chihuahua is always controlling the Doberman mm-hmm. because the Chihuahua is playing mind games
right.
to control. Mm-hmm. So it's the same with a woman. If for her own safety, when she's with a man, she has to break him. And that's why you see in long-term relationships, you walk into a home, the guy is quiet. Mm. Like I went to a party years ago. My wife has a girls like group mm-hmm. and I walked in and the women were boisterous. They were lions. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, full of laughter. And she said, then
it's a house full of broken men.
And then, and in the next room was a room full of broken men. It was
browbeaten.
And they were all ballless. Sitting there. They were all sitting there watching television. And I said to them, guys,
with their hands in their pockets,
that used to be us. We were the lions. We were the roaring. And they were like, they might hear us. But the funny thing, the thing is that, so in order for her survival, evolutionary, that is an evolution for her to ensure her survival. She has to break the man. Yeah. But so in order for him to feel like another man, Sally next door, she now sees him and she's now building up his masculinity.
Yeah.
And so he's now instantly attracted to that.
Wow, you're so deep.
Exactly.
And
of course, he will leave his wife for Sally, but then Sally will start the process all over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to do things to retain her femininity. And so a lot of successful marriages, the woman take an active part in retaining the man's masculinity.
Yeah. Mm.
So he doesn't have to go somewhere else to find that from Sally next door.
Yeah. Mm. This is deep.
It's your fault, ladies.
Yeah. It's deep. My short answer would be new can't compete with comfortable.
No. New comfortable is actually better because new is very awkward
in the beginning. Yeah. New
is very awkward.
Can't compete with comfortable.
The thing is, when I work with a lot of guys and they have a lot of fears.
Yeah.
And one question I ask them, because sex, let's face it, is a very mundane activity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you have to create an something in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always ask them, when you're banging your girlfriend, who do you think about? And what do you think their answer is?
Say their wife, they're sick.
No. They're wise, but they're visualizing another man banging their wife. And that's what turns them on.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. That's dark. That's deep.
That's deep. Yeah. That's layers.
Yeah, but they're creating that one.
Is that so they don't feel as bad because they're
exactly,
cheating?
Exactly. Well, okay. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, but the thing is, that is their fantasy.
Wow. That's
And because... Yeah.
That's deep.
That's wild. Yeah.
Why do you think men cheat?
Oh, black men don't cheat.
Okay. Why do you think men cheat?
What he said. No. it's loaded. I think a lot of what you said, I think the new and comfortable. It's loaded.
Have you ever cheated?
Yeah.
Have you ever cheated?
No.
You've never cheated?
No.
How many relationships have you had?
Two.
That's why.
There it is.
I mean, I'm sorry.
I've cheated before.
I mean, a day clock is right twice a day. So. Mm-hmm. I was a serial. So if I had 20 girlfriends, I didn't cheat on two. One of them was my wife.
Yeah. Congratulations. So, mm-hmm. Hey. You did it right at the end.
Yeah. Save the best for last. No, but it's loaded. I would actually love to table it.
But
the thing is,
did you cheat to go get experience so you can be a better lover to your girlfriend?
No.
Because it's like night school.
No, but I will tell you this. Yeah. And this is going to be such a mind fuck for women, and I'm sorry.
Mm. Yeah. At least, hey, they come here to get the real.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They might
hate us for it, but at the end of the day, they come here to get the real.
This is the worst thing I can tell you, but it's the truth. Mm. Every single time I cheated and I went back to my girlfriend, I loved her so much more.
Because you're guilty.
And I appreciated her. I appreciated her so much more.
No, that's real.
Yeah.
Because, that is 100%. Because every time I would step out
and
I would just get my quick fix, my ejaculation problem. Yes.
But there's a guilt in there.
Yeah.
There's some for guilt, sure. But yeah. That's not why I cared about them more or loved them more. I was just like, thank you for being you. Like, yeah. Like you're, because listen,
sounds like there's some
you
guilt
are
in
so
there.
Full
like,
of shit right now.
Yeah. Like, thank you for not being out cheating on me. I'm a terrible person. No. I'm cheating on you. No. Look at you being a good person. I mean, wow, I appreciate
if
that.
If that's how you take it, I promise you that wasn't it.
No, okay. No, I think it's, I understand what you're saying is that, you know what? You don't know what you have
until
it's gone, or you try something else.
Yeah.
No, but I think to your point, like I've felt that feeling of like, as soon as I step out, I'm like, what have I done? And I appreciate everything that she has doing or has done. But I won't deny that is heavily influenced by guilt.
Yeah.
But I think that was a good feeling. It did make me feel, you know.
Yeah, well, again, it makes you appreciate what you have at home.
Exactly.
And it makes you appreciate.
Is that necessary, maybe?
It might be.
Actually, I was gonna say, like, it made me a better boyfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that relationship that I cheated on, I know, that's what I'm saying. I know this is fucked
it's
up.
Terrible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the real.
It's
but,
the real.
Yeah, you got to think of it like, I'm going to night school. I'm learning new things to bring back to you, and hopefully it's not herpes.
Hopefully that's, you're safe.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, I... yeah, I'm not proud of it, but it definitely...
I relate to it, and I definitely know exactly what that feeling that you're feeling.
But the thing is, has the cheating made sex with your...
girlfriend?
The one you cheat on better?
Mm.
Did it make it better?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So you're basically cheating for her benefit.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So you're doing it for her. So like you're the real
maybe.
Hero in this this thing here, right?
I appreciate
exactly.
That.
And people should recognize that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
This whole topic is built on a lie.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Black men don't cheat.
Maybe you don't, brother.
Okay.
But
It's a well-known fact.
Okay, I'm at this table. I don't see any black men here. Like,
stay black, my brother. Stay black.
It's a lot of different shades of brown.
Exactly. All I'm seeing is brown hair.
Same color.
Welcome to the light skin comedy.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah,
I'm
no.
The,
yeah.
I'm the darkest one.
No, but I
don't
think,
be claiming that. Yeah.
I do think that's going to be like a topic for another day, because I'm sure that's loaded. Why men cheat?
Oh, I know. That is a very deep one, and I think you opened it, and I think the viewers are going to want us to really dive into that, because that is an interesting question, and it's a layered question, and then we got to go into why do women cheat.
Well, we might have to have a female guest on for that.
Because the girls got to get a freak on, right?
Before we wrap,
we
have a special announcement today.
Okay.
Special news.
Okay.
Something exciting
has
happened this week.
Okay.
Can I get a drum roll?
Brian is here.
On Tuesday, our good brother JD dropped his podcast. Can you relate?
Make
sure you check it out. It's on YouTube. It's on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And even if you don't want to listen to what he's saying, he's a very handsome man. So you can actually just turn the volume down and stare at him for a half an hour.
You can do both.
Yeah.
Either one. But yes, make sure you check it out. Can you relate?
Who can relate?
Who can relate?
God, damn, you fucking up. Damn shit, bro.
He's digging.
I'm really trying here.
It's really, really, really good, bro. It's a completely different podcast than this one. But on that side, it's a really good contrast. And I think, like, what you've done, I told you when you've dropped it, I called you and I said, bro, you are up there with the people. You are up there with the people you look up to. Your podcast is really well done.
Thank you.
You have really awesome topics and awesome guests. And I really think people need to go check it out.
Yes, but if you watch this and you're a fan of JD's, you'll really love what he's doing over there. Because you're getting doses over here.
You're getting more JD.
But he's pulling the curtain back.
You're getting JD.
He's exposing himself
JD
to you.
All the time.
He's showing all of it all day.
We're happy for you, brother. We're proud for you.
Much
success.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely. And may you be successful that we can sponge off you.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
That's it.
Yeah.